Chair, thank you for allowing the campaign to make two statements in quick succession. This is a short statement delivered on behalf of the International Committee on Robot Arms Control, ICRAC, a member of the Campaign to Stop Killer Robots Coalition, who are following these proceedings remotely but are unable to attend the proceedings in person due to the pandemic. ICRAC would like to thank the Chair for a stimulating paper that has provoked very useful and well-informed discussions over the last few days. We support the Chair's call for a functional definition for autonomous weapon systems. As we said in our previous statement, we wish to underline our continued support for a functional definition of autonomous weapon systems as weapons which have autonomy in the critical functions of target identification, selection, and the decision to apply force. This is not something new. In fact, the first functional definition of autonomous weapon systems has been in front of us since before the first meeting of the CCW on laws. It comes from the United States Department of Defense Directive 3000.09, November 21st, 2012, and remained the same after the document was updated in 2017. It states that an autonomous weapon system is a weapon system that, once activated, can select and engage targets without further intervention by a human operator. Over the 8 years of the CCW on autonomous weapon systems, many statements and reports from states, including now most European states, have provided variations on this simple functional definition. These are all close to the ICRC's definition that autonomous weapon systems select and apply force to targets without human intervention. We commend the many states that have contributed to fleshing out this functional definition whilst maintaining its simple nature. As Albert Einstein once said, keep it as simple as possible, but no simpler. Mr. Chair, by concentrating on the critical functions of target selection and the application of force, we keep the focus on the purpose of the CCW, which is to ban or restrict the use of specific types of weapons that are considered to cause unnecessary or unjustifiable suffering to combatants or to affect civilians indiscriminately. That means that the critical functions of target selection and applying violent force should be the issues of concern to this convention. There are a number of ways and means that autonomous functions can be used in weapon systems and in civilian use, but it is only these critical functions that cause humanitarian concerns. Focusing on the critical functions in this way removes any expressed problem with the dual use of technology or artificial intelligence. Moreover, discussions about different levels of autonomy can be distracting, as many will remember from the 2015 and 2016 meetings, where more levels of autonomy were described than the number of professors brought in to discuss them. This led us nowhere. We believe that a simple functional definition provides clarity for the CCW to proceed onwards while eliminating many of the distractions that can arise from unnecessary complexity. This allows for a more detailed discussion of autonomous weapon systems that will lead to clear discussions at the review conference and will assist in negotiations of an international legal instrument that can establish norms of appropriate behavior and drive operational approaches in a way that allows the retention of meaningful human control and to protect our shared humanity. Thank you again, Chair.
Thank you. I now give the floor to Mexico.